is norovirus on the rise in Garfield County?
Norovirus is present almost consistently year-round across the country. It's not uncommon to see spikes of the virus in the fall, winter season. So I wouldn't say that it's on the rise in Garfield County, though we have had some reported cases. Some child care facilities have called in. Certainly the schools have had just a few kids who have reported being out with symptoms very similar to norovirus, or we're calling it norovirus-like illness.
What is Garfield County Public Health doing to monitor this situation? I mean, how do you monitor something like this?
What Garfield County is doing is a little bit different than what Mesa County is doing. Mesa County has a very active group that is really doing a lot to monitor the ongoing situation and then also working on preventing any further spread of this illness. Garfield County is working closely with Mesa and also our state partners. So, for example, today we were all on a call just getting a status update, talking with our regional partners about any, you know, outbreaks or little things that they're seeing. We're all sharing resources as far as messaging. Garfield County has put out a press release just letting people know that we're definitely working to monitor this situation, but we also need the public's help in controlling further spread of this illness, like staying home if you're feeling sick or if you're experiencing the symptoms, and if you are ill, making sure that you're cleaning up properly.
Can you share with us what the status update is?
Mesa County Public Health has set up a vomit hotline, and that is for anybody experiencing illness. They can call in. They're using that information to just see where the calls are coming from and to see if there's any clusters. This is very common in communicable disease monitoring work. We look for patterns or trends to get a better picture for what is happening and if the illness is spreading further. So far, Garfield County doesn't have that, but we do have a team of nurses who are actively monitoring, and then those are the ones who are also on these calls and getting updates from the state. We're also going to be putting out some more information to the public, just letting them know what they can do and how they can help us contain any future spread of this norovirus-like illness.
So no vomit hotline in Garfield County yet?
No vomit hotline in Garfield County, hopefully this season. You know, I actually kind of appreciate the real plain language that Mesa County is using it. They're, you know, trying to convey the symptoms that people have in just very plain terms, and it's pretty relatable.
You know, I'm kind of trying to get an idea of whether this is sort of normal for this kind of outbreak, or is this a serious outbreak? What would you call this? I've lived in the Roaring Fork Valley for a long time, and I can't remember ever hearing about something that closed down an entire school district.
What they are saying to Garfield County is that what was very different about this year in their county was the volume and the speed with which this moved, and they feel like there were a few very public episodes of vomiting that were very effective at spreading the illness. So what we know is if you get sick and you were to vomit in a public place, those particles can actually travel very far. And if they're not cleaned properly, or if there's a lot of people in close approximation to that incident, it's very, very easy to spread that disease because it's a very hardy virus. And it also can live on surfaces a long time. We don't actually know how long it can live on the surfaces. So that's really why we're promoting, if you, you know, come into contact with vomit, diarrhea, that proper cleaning techniques are employed, and that's using a bleach and water solution. One of the other things that I think is important to note is that not all cleaning products kill the norovirus. Certain disinfectant wipes that are really popular are actually not effective at killing the norovirus, so that's why we're just really promoting using just bleach and water and diluting the solution, 1 cup of chlorine bleach to 1 gallon of water, making your own solution.
Well, Carrie Godis, public health specialist at Garfield County Public Health, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Amy.